Blog Talk Radio.
Happy, happy Tuesday. Welcome to the fifth season, episode 269 of our Blog Talk Radio, The Next Chapter Widows Ministry. Can you believe it's been five seasons? This is our 269th episode. I am so excited about that. This is Sheila Coley. I am standing in for our director, Mary Hollis. Mary is still celebrating her birthday, so if you haven't had a chance to wish her some birthday blessings, by all means, be sure to do that. She celebrates for the entire month of May, so there is still another day or two left to wish her a happy birthday. Well, let me share this with you tonight, a little bit about the Next Chapter Widows Ministry. It's a faith-based support group that encourages widows and helps them heal in the years after the loss of their husband. Did you know that there's about 700,000 women who lose their husbands each year? That's so traumatic and even a scary feeling when a new widow experiences such a loss. There are so many questions. Premarital counseling could have never, ever prepared you for the lonely nights, the heartache, and the many decisions that you now have to make alone. It doesn't matter whether the marriage was long or whether it was short. The loss was from a long illness or an unexpected accident. It doesn't even matter how much money is in the bank or not in the bank. What matters is that the person that you were married to, that you shared secrets with, that you made love with, that you laughed with, that you were even angry with from time to time, is no longer here. So what we do here at The Next Chapter is we give widows a unique connection with other widows who really understand, you know, what's kind of going on with how you're feeling and what the emotions that's going on. Our theme is honor widows that are widows indeed, which comes from our scripture verse from 1 Timothy 5 and 3. So tonight, once again, Mary's not here tonight. Mary's still celebrating that birthday. But this is Sheila Coley, and I have something really special and a little bit different for tonight. So tonight, May 30th, 2023, we're ending May. We just come off of a holiday weekend, Memorial Day, and so we're getting ready to move into the height of spring and the beginning onset of summer. So what we're going to chat about just a little bit tonight is loving your home. Loving your home, which means we're going to talk about decluttering and organizing. And I thought that was just such a great topic because I shared some conversations with some widows lately. There's even a chapter in our book, The Widow's Touch, A Widow's Touch, where one of the widows writes about something called When Do I Take the Clothes Out of the Closet? And so thinking about the idea that cleanliness is next to godliness, we're not really talking about cleaning because sometimes we do a pretty good job at cleaning. We'll dust, we'll mop, we'll bring a housekeeper in from time to time. What's hard is getting rid of stuff and then what we don't get rid of, how to organize it. So we're going to have a little fun. Hopefully we can get a few laughs out of you tonight, a few little chuckles anyway. So think about where you live, okay? Matter of fact, if you're at home right now, take a look in the room where you are and just kind of look around, see what you see, feel what you feel, and think about those rooms that you keep the door shut to, the closet you keep the door shut to, the drawers you keep the drawer shut to. For me, the garage. My garage is so bad. Confession is good, so I'm confessing. I can't get my car in the garage. So this is so much a part of what I'm going to take for my own personal changes I need to make. Some of you may have an attic. Some of you may have a basement. Some of you might even have storage units that you're paying money every month to just hold the stuff, okay? So the question is, are you a hoarder or you're just a keeper of all things? I was pulling out a file cabinet drawer, and I saw pay stubs from my first job. Now, I want to let you know my first job was like in the 70s. And so I still have pay stubs for that. I'm not a hoarder. I'm just a keeper of all things. So think about what your space is. And do you have a space that is clutter-free? Do you have a space? It may not be all of the spaces. Do you have a corner? Where in your space, in your home, is clutter-free? When you open up the closet door, all of your clothes are lined up. There's no nice little piles on the floor. There's not no clothes baskets, or maybe it's a drawer. You actually have a drawer where everything is actually organized. Or is it the your kitchen cabinets? Are all your pots and pans in order? Are your glasses in order? Are all your forks perfectly aligned? And we're not talking OCD. We're not talking about, oh, my God, everything has to be perfectly in order. But you know what I mean, just somewhat organized. And this is a challenge sometimes as a widow because so much of your life has been intermingled with this person that you no longer have there with you. And so there are so many memories. So the idea of just even moving something to another location or the idea of giving away something or realizing that you don't need it anymore. So here's a few things I want you to, you know, you can kind of memorize it, remember it, or jot it down. The space that you operate the most in, your bedroom, your bathroom, and maybe the kitchen, consider addressing those areas first, those areas that you spend most of the time in. Maybe it's on the sofa in front of the TV. Is everything that you absolutely need for the next 20 years in that space on the coffee table, you know, all the little bins around? And the reason why this is important is because when your space can be cluttered, it can also clutter your thinking. It can clutter your mind, clutter, you know, the way you see things. So starting to declutter is good. One of the things that I found that was very interesting when I had someone professionally to help me do some things is before you start to get rid of things, because sometimes that's so painful, so before you start to get rid of it, just organize it. My favorite friend in the whole world, okay, are plastic bins, those clear plastic bins. If you just have so every now and then, Michael's or Joann's or even Walmart, sometimes a grocery store, they'll go on sale, or you can kind of go to Amazon and order some bins. And the clear plastic bins allow you to see what's in them. They allow you to stack them neatly, okay? And they also allow you to feel like they're organized so that when you see them, it's different than plastic bags, because a lot of times we have plastic bags and we'll just stuff in the plastic bag and stick the bag over in the corner. So think about what in your space, like hold your arms out and spin around, everything that you can kind of touch or everything that you can see in that room, what can you start to organize so that you now know where it is? We're not going to really talk about tonight anyway. We're not going to really talk about throwing away because that can pose trauma and stress. If you can throw away things, that's fine, but that's not what we want to actually talk about. We want to talk about organizing and just decluttering. So pick a room, take a minute and figure out what space, and it might not even be a whole room. Sometimes we just start with a shelf or a drawer and decide what can we do with that. Maybe it's just a space that's under your kitchen sink or under your bathroom sink and sort of doing that as well. Get a friend to help you because sometimes that process can be very stressful. It can make you cry because some of the things we have stir up emotions and there are reasons why we're attached to them. Now, you don't want to invite that friend over that's going to give you high blood pressure. You don't want that friend to say, you don't need that. What you need that for? That's not necessarily the friend that we want. We want the friend that's understanding. We want the friend that says, you know what, maybe why don't we just set it over here for right now, okay? So next thing is if you want to think about how to shift some things, visit your closet. So for us ladies, some of you may not be guilty of this, but I think most of us may be. When was the last time you had that dress on? Is in your closet everything from a size 8 to a size 18? Do you have jackets in your closet that you haven't worn in 3 or 4 years? I didn't say get rid of them. All I'm suggesting that you do is pull the clothes that you have not worn in the last 2 years and shift them to a plastic bin, shift them to a closet that you're not using so that when you look at your clothes closet, you're seeing what you actually wear. I did recently. I got all of my hangers the same. So I got my hangers just for dresses and one type of hangers for my dresses, another type of hangers for my tops, and another type of hangers for, you know, my slacks, which made it just fun to be in my closet. Some of the hangers I got was really pretty hangers. The dollar store is really good. Target is good. Walmart is good. Amazon is best, but then you don't have to leave your house. You can do that. But start with your clothes. I don't have tons of shoes, but I have more shoes than what I probably need. So I went through all of my shoes, and the shoes that have a heel that something is missing that needs some repairs done, shoes that they're just comfortable, but I haven't worn them. I took all of those shoes, and I put it in a plastic bin, and I shifted it to the garage, which is part of the reason why I can't get my car into the garage. But in my closet, now you see, you know, all your things in order. So just take a look see if your makeup counter in your bathroom, your all your toiletries, do you actually use 5 soaps every day? Do you actually have 12 body washes in, up under your sink? How many things of lotion do you need? Not saying throw them away. All we're saying is where can you put them that is not right there in the space. So when you are moving about in the space that you move about the most, it looks good and it feels good. So think about this for a minute. If you were to a minimalist, or better yet, if you were to have to move and you had to actually pack up your house and you were going to move to a smaller place, what is it that you would take with you? That can kind of help you decide what it is that you want to actually put in your, leave in your space. If you have plenty of space, create other rooms, other closets, other shelving where you can get rid of the things that's inside of your regular area and just move it somewhere else where you don't have to see it so often. Another area I thought we struggle with sometimes is that kitchen cabinet. I live alone. Some of you may live alone. Some of you may live with somebody. But how many glasses do you really need? I only use one glass, like, all the time. But I have two shelves, two long shelves of glasses in my kitchen. Well, I don't want to change that, and I probably won't. But I did what I did do is I got rid of all of the mugs that I had. I don't drink coffee. I rarely drink tea. So I was like, why do you have 40 mugs, Sheila? So those are some areas you might want to look at, too. Now, what do you do with what you really want to get rid of? Well, have you considered maybe doing a joint garage sale with a neighbor? Facebook Marketplace, I was able to sell some things. I took pictures of them, and I posted. I actually was able to sell some things. That was pretty neat. I made a few dollars. And I didn't charge very much, which is the reason why I think I sold pretty much everything I put on there, because instead of selling it, I would have just taken it to Goodwill or had somebody to pick it up. I would have gotten nothing for that. So something that I would have donated to a Goodwill that may have had a value of $100, well, you know, I sold it on Facebook Marketplace for like $25, sell right away. Something else you can do for your nicer things for you ladies who have these real nice wardrobes, real nice handbags, real nice hats, are consignment shops. So you might want to consider a consignment shop in your area. This is a good time to take the consignment shops things that are season appropriate, because the consignment shops don't want to, it's not going to take your winter clothes now, but they will take your nice spring dresses, your nice summer outfits. They would take those now. There are also consignment shops for furniture. So you have so much furniture in that room. You know you have all that furniture in that room. There might be a chair you don't need anymore. It might be a dining room set that you want to replace. So you can take those to consignment shops, but always check with them before you take pictures of them and show it to them to see if it's something that they want. And so the way consignment shops work is for a period of time, they will try to sell it for you. And if they're able to sell it, then they give you a percentage of what they sell. Great way to make a little bit of extra money. What else can you do with those things? You can have friends that come over. I've done that, too. I've taken all the things that I kind of don't want. I have a bookshelf. I have two bookshelves with all of the books because I'm a bookaholic. I have two bookshelves with all of the books that I've decided I'm going to part with. My dad was a bookaholic, and when he passed, I took just about all his books and brought them here. And so I get tickled because these books are just, they're just everywhere. I have books on shelves in every room of the house. So when people come by, I have them take a look at the books, and if they want something, they can take it. So you can do that with clothes. You can do that with books. You can do that with whatnot. You can do that with all kinds of things. Because remember, one man's junk is another man's treasure. So you might want to keep that in mind as well. Something else that would be helpful for you to think about, too, is throwing away some things. When I was growing up, like you all, we used to sew buttons back on clothes. We used to take stuff in to have the zipper put in, all those kinds of things. Well, we don't really do much of that anymore, and most of your thrift stores don't take clothes or they don't resell clothes that are damaged. So those things you might just want to go ahead and, you know, put them in a nice, pretty bag and set it out for disposal come in your next trash pickup. All right, so all kinds of places you can get organizing ideas. Pinterest is one of my favorite ones. Actually, I have the app on my phone, so you can go to Pinterest, type in organizing, and that'll give you lots of great ideas of how you can organize things, because it's interesting how what maybe look like just a pile of stuff, once you go through it, you'll realize, hey, it's not as much stuff as it is once you fold it up or you line it up. The last group of things that I think we probably need to consider going through in our house are papers. Do you have magazines? Do you have every Essence magazine, every Jet magazine still? Do you have papers from stuff that you just don't need? Are you still keeping receipts from 1998? So you might want to go through those. Be careful about getting rid of certain documents. You might want to, you know, invest in a shredder and shred certain documents, anything that has personal information on it. So those are the kinds of the areas you want to think about. Walmart, Amazon, Target, there's the container store. Walk through a container store and see all the different ways that you can organize your items. So spring has sprung, okay, ladies, spring has sprung. And as you get rid of the clutter that's in your house, God will speak to you and help get rid of the clutter that's in your heart, the clutter that's in your mind, the clutter that's keeping you from moving forward. All of those things that are just holding you back, you can begin releasing them by starting with the physical. So we want to encourage you to get going, clean up your bank account. Not clean them up like spend up the money, but go through and make sure you have all your beneficiaries on there, tidy them up, make sure that it's owned properly, you have beneficiaries on anything, you've cleaned up your final estate plan, so you make sure your will is in order. You just want to organize your life. And by doing so, I promise you, you'll just feel so much better. But that's what I have for you this evening. I want to leave with you a couple announcements that we do have for you. The most exciting announcement so far is still our anniversary. We're going to be celebrating our 20th anniversary. Imagine that, 20 years. Mary and I have been working with widows, and as I said in the beginning, this is our 269th episode of Blog Talk Radio. 269 episodes. How cool is that? Our fifth season. So we thank you all for tuning in on Tuesday evenings. I want you to always remind somebody else you know, hey, you know, jump on from 10 to 10:30, and hopefully there's some information that we'll share to you, will be inspirational, encouraging, or just informational like for this evening. So our anniversary is September the 6th. The information is on our website. So go to our website if you haven't been there. Check out the nice pictures and all the information that we have there. Website address is Next Chapter Widows, nextchapterwidows.org. You can get more information on our anniversary. It's going to be held right here in the Atlanta area in Lithonia. Next announcement we have coming up is our Father's Day breakfast. It's going to be on Saturday, June the 17th at Mary's Place in Decatur. It'll be at 9 a.m. So that's the weekend of Father's Day, the 17th, that Saturday from 9 to 10:30. We're going to do breakfast at Mary's Place. If you don't have those details, you can give Mary or one of us a phone call, or once again, you can send an email using our website, nextchapterwidows.com, and get that additional information. Also, our book, The Widow's Touch, is still available on Amazon.com, Widow's Touch. It has stories from our ladies that have gone through ahead of you, and they're is sharing our stories, just like you're having your story that hopefully you'll be able to share one day in one of our upcoming books. All right, I think that is everything that I have. We want you to walk in liberty. We want you to enjoy all that God has for you. And as you turn the pages to the next chapter of your life, even as you do it reluctantly, we want to let you know that God is with you. And as our opening song, Donna McClurkin says, I need you. We need him to help us declutter. We need him to help us organize so that our home, not just our temple, the body, but our home is a place that as the Holy Spirit dwells therein, there is peace, there is joy. So I love you so much. Y'all take care. And for those of you who missed me in the beginning, this is Mary's birthday month. By all means, give her a call. Give her a shout out because we love her dearly. Have a great night. And we'll see you on next, we'll chat with you on next Tuesday night at 10 p.m. Take care.
Yeah. Hey.